impressive counterarguments. For example, stone tools were sometimes found along with incised bones, and experiments with these implements produced marks on fresh bone exactly resembling those found on the fossils. Scientists also employed microscopes in order to distinguish the cuts on fossil bones from those that might be made by animal or shark teeth. In many instances, the marks were located in places on the bone appropriate for specific butchering operations. Nonetheless, reports of incised and broken bones indicating a human presence in the Pliocene and earlier are absent from the currently accepted stock of evidence. From the incomplete evidence now under active consideration, scientists have concluded that humans of the modern type appeared fairly recently, but in light of the evidence, it appears they may be deceiving themselves. In April of 1863, Jules Denoyer of the French National Museum came to Saint-Priest in northwestern France to gather fossils. From the sandy gravels, he recovered part of a rhinoceros tibia. He noticed on the bone a series of narrow grooves. To Denoyer, some of the grooves appeared to have been produced by a sharp knife or blade of flint. He also observed small circular marks that could well have been made by a pointed implement. Later, Denoyer examined collections of Saint-Priest fossils at museums and saw they bore the